My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Do you love the way the Guardians are playing baseball right now? All right, bit of a loaded question. Anthony Lima, Jason Lloyd. That is the positive spin from Stephen Vogt, who has had, his team has had, a rough, would you say, 3-plus weeks. They've gone up against some really good pitching,
yeah,
and they have not been able to figure it out. Their starting pitching, which I actually made the argument their starting pitching had been better, even though they'd been losing games. Obviously, yesterday, it was a big mismatch on the rubber, and you kind of had a really bad feeling going into that game anyway. And don't forget, you got to go up against Flaherty, I think, tomorrow. So you're seeing some good pitching, whether it was King, whether it was Cease. Yesterday, Skubal, you know, this is the type of pitching you'd go up against in the playoffs, and they have not handled it well.
I do agree with him that sometimes all you need is just that one big hit, and they just weren't able to get it, particularly last night. Mentioned earlier, Kwan was up with the bases loaded, couldn't come through. He had a couple opportunities and couldn't deliver, which is unusual for him the season he's having. I don't think he was ever going to hit 400. He's going through a little bit of a lull right now. Stephen Kwan's never hit 300 in his career. Isn't that nutty? He was flirting with 400. He hit like 296, 298, I think, as a rookie. He's never hit 300. That's a guy that you just look at and think automatically he's a 310, 315 hitter. Hasn't been the case. But they just need one game where you get a couple key hits, start to feel good about yourself. I do think, we said earlier, concerned, not panicked. This happens in a long season.
Mm-hmm. And there are no, I keep looking at it this way, just a wider approach, that obviously the Guardians have their holes, but who in the American League doesn't? Who are the team's fan base right now is like, we're good. We're feeling really good about our team. I mean, how many teams can you say that? Obviously, the Astros have played better. Minnesota has had a really good stretch, and now they're within four games. But is anybody feeling like they are Teflon, you know, down the stretch here? They all think they need help.
I think Baltimore is the most complete team in the American League, and they'll probably make a move to add pitching. They've got everything they need in the farm system to go get whatever they want. But I don't think they're infallible in October. But that'd be, to me, they're the best team in the American League right now. And aside from them, it's wide open. And even with them, you could beat them.
Are there any quick fixes right now? Other than, hey, guys need to just get on track. Guys need to end some slumps. There's a lot of guys slumping in the wrong direction at the right time. Are there any quick fixes? I mean, you got a week before the deadline. Is there anything out there right now that you think Stephen Vogt is missing? Because I saw people allude to yesterday, how do you have a lineup against that starting pitcher, perhaps the best pitcher, perhaps a Cy Young leader in the American League? How do you have Hedges, Rocchio in that lineup?
Well, I think he's just, again, it's the 162 game. You have to play Hedges. Who would you like him to play against? Which pitcher? He's not going to get hit off any of them. So which one do you want him to play him against? And Rocchio's your starting shortstop. Like, he's been great defensively. He's been fine defensively. He's been terrible with the bat. That's one spot I'd like to see them trying to address at the trade deadline. But, you know, ultimately, whatever move they make, and they need to make a move for sure, it still has to come from within for them, for the most part. Like, most of what of their season's going to be determined by the guys who are here right now. They may make a move to bring one or two guys in, but you're still counting on everyone else who's here. So it has to come, whether it's Schneeman or whether it's Angel Martinez or whether it's John Kenzie Noel, whoever it is, it has to be most of what is going to determine the season is going to be determined by the guys who are already here.
Well, I think that's the hard part, though, is he had been so masterful talking about vote and just finding the right guy at the right time. And I'm sitting there going, who's this guy? Who's it? Now they're going to elevate this guy. And yeah. Now it's working. I mean, the Schneeman, like everybody, all these guys had like a good week here or there. And then David Fry obviously had longer than that. And now I'm like, how, when it's going poorly, like, what is he just got to guess every game, have a gut feeling on with so many platoons, it seems like everywhere. How do you figure that out? And how do you make sure that you are capitalizing? And I think that is the really tough spot. Like, I don't doubt what these guys are saying, and we have audio from Hedges too about how they're not doubting themselves. They know exactly what they need to do. They're having meetings behind the scenes. But I think that's got to be awfully tough for all these guys, especially when you start slumping, to be able to, in a cohesive way. I mean, here's Hedges talking about where their situation is right now.
It's not like some big meeting needs to happen. We've already been talking about it. We don't wait till now to have these conversations. When we lose a game, we talk about it. We identify what's going on. It doesn't mean we're going to go win the game that day. We've had great meetings. We've had great responses from guys. Guys are aware of this, but now it's about actually doing it in the game.
And so that's the kind of stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
They are talking about behind the scenes, Jason. And again, I don't think anyone's in the panic. This is the nice bug that you set up winning as many games as you did.
Yeah.
But that lead is down to 4. And now could we be talking about a 3-team race in the Central? And that's been the American League. You know, we're just talking about the division. That right now, if you were to guess, you still think, hey, they're making the playoffs. That part is not even in question.
Through 60 games, and I know we're well past the 60-game mark. Now we're now at like 100. But through 60 games, I went back and looked. They were 40-20 through 60 games. And since 95, since the wild card era began in 95, 22 of 24 teams that began with at least 40 wins in their first 60 games went to the postseason. There was only 2 that didn't. So I'm just going to rely on history and say, yeah, this team's going to the playoffs. And quite a few of those, I think 4 won the World Series, including the Rangers last year. So it looks bad right now because they haven't been playing well the last couple of weeks. But this is still, at no point last year did I think that that was a team that could contend. Like, it never felt like that team had a legitimate chance, which is why I wasn't upset when they made the Savali deal for Manzardo, because they totally oversold Savali, and you saw that now. They maximized the value on Savali. But this,
Owen got to see Savali in Minnesota this
weekend. It looked great.
But this feels different. This season feels different. This does feel like it's a little bit more legitimate. They just need a little bit of help. And I think that they'll get that help over the course of the next week.
I know we'll have Zach Meisel on your cohort. He's coming on in about 30 minutes. Any names? He just produced a list of names, so we'll go over it with him. Anything that pops to you that is actually doable? Because I know Guardians fans, they want the team because they've been so invested, because they've been selling out the games,
yeah.
Because they've been so excited. The walk-up crowds this year, like the fans are in. I feel it. Like I feel it this year.
Yeah.
The fans are watching them in a different way than they have. But then with that comes what? If they're having that investment into the team, they obviously want the team. So what is it that they could actually do?
I do think that there are arms that they could go add. It's not front of the rotation arms. But there are starters out there that they could go get. Kikuchi from the Blue Jays. James Paxton. Paxton's been hit hard in his last probably three starts or so. A little bit older. He has some injury history. But he's not going to cost you a ton. He's making nothing this year. Most of his money was in a signing bonus. He's not going to cost you a ton in prospect. Like, there are guys you can get out there who basically you're just trying to get four or five innings out of them. That's it. Just get through two turns through the rotation and get out. And that would be an upgrade over what they've had.
So certainly not sexy the way that like basketball and NFL fans think around the trade deadline.
Right. Like Tarek Skubal.
And none of this is Andrew Miller type move that they made in 2016.
Well, but I do think the Andrew Miller move exists. I do think that because obviously he was a reliever. I think that there's a plethora of relievers that you can go get that would make a big impact on this team right now. And again, it may not be... maybe I'm wrong. In 2016, the Andrew Miller thing was a surprise because it was the Yankees selling, and it was Cleveland buying, and they traded off some pretty decent prospects at the time. But was it? And tell me if I'm wrong. Was it like a oh my god, we just got Andrew Miller type move? I don't know if fans were. I think they were excited that they made a move, but I don't know that it was a headline move of the deadline. But I could be misremembering.
I didn't know they were going to ride him the way they did.
Yeah,
and then have it work out to perfection.
But at the time of the trade, it was a big deal because it was an all-in move. But I don't know that it was a headlining name. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And there are moves like that to be made at this deadline. That would be a significant impact to their bullpen and to their team that may not be the headline move. Like, part of the problem is the two best starters who may or may not be available are in their division, Ink Shea and Tarek Skubal. Like, those may be two of the best, and they're young and they're controllable, which is what Cleveland covets in moves like this. But both of them happen to reside in their division. So that's a huge upgrade.
You're mentioning pitching.
Yeah.
But everybody watching them flail away over the last 3 weeks.
Oh, I said earlier, you got to get a bat. Yeah. One arm and one bat, I think, is realistic. Anything more than that might be a little bit wishful, whether it's a rotation arm or a bullpen arm. I'd love to see three. I'd love to see a reliever, a starter, and a hitter. I just think that may be a little bit unrealistic.
A Rosarena is a name that's been floated.
I'd love him. Love him. He'd be great. And obviously there's a lot of synergy between those two teams, between Cleveland and Tampa. They see things the same way, and they have a long history of deal making.
All right, 216-474-0092. No panic from this show as of yet, but absolute concern. What can Vote do? What can the organization do to fix this? We'll update that poll. And Afternoon Drive Show had a Baltimore Raven on the show, or at least a media individual from the Baltimore Ravens. He was asked the biggest threat to the Ravens next year. I don't think you'll like who he said. That's straight ahead here on 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.